soccer.
Press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Corn Court to hear petition challenging Zambia-U.S. health and mineral agreement. Suspected digital fraud in Zambia falls below global rate in 2025 as consumers report third-party seller scams cause most losses. Within international news, first war crimes complaint against Sudan RSF filed in Kenya. And finally, in sports news, Copper Queens defeat Zimbabwe Warriors 3-0 to win the Four Nations tournament.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala. The Constitutional Court is today scheduled to hear a petition seeking to compel the government of Zambia to submit two proposed agreements with the United States to Parliament for scrutiny and approval before they are signed. The case, filed jointly by LCK Freedom Foundation Limited and Chapter One Foundation Limited against the Attorney General, raises two significant constitutional questions regarding parliamentary oversight of international agreements and the protection of national sovereignty. The petition focuses on a proposed health aid memorandum of understanding and an unassociated bilateral compact agreement currently under negotiation between Zambia and the United States. According to the petitioners, the health MOU would provide substantial American health funding while requiring the sharing of personal health data and biological specimens of Zambian citizens. The compact agreement reportedly concerns Zambia's critical mineral resources and includes provisions granting preferential treatment to the United States companies. At the center of the dispute is Article 63, Subsection 2 of the Constitution, which the petitioners argue requires all international agreements that bind the Republic to be subjected to parliamentary scrutiny and approval before the signature. The organizations are also challenging provisions of the ratification of International Agreements Act No. 34 of 2016, arguing that the law is unconstitutional to the extent that it excludes bilateral agreements from parliamentary oversight. They contend that legislation cannot limit or override obligations expressly provided for in the Constitution. The petitioners further seek a declaration that the government is constitutionally obliged to present both the health MOU and the compact agreement to the National Assembly before entering into either agreement. The matter has attracted public interest following government disclosures concerning the content of the proposed agreements. The government has acknowledged that the health MOU contains provisions relating to data sharing that raise concerns about citizens' constitutional right to privacy. It also has confirmed that the compact agreement contains provisions relating to preferential treatment for United States companies in relation to Zambia's critical mineral resources. The government has additionally indicated that the two agreements are linked with the conclusion of the compact agreement dependent upon the conclusion of the health MOU. The petitioners maintain that the case concerns fundamental issues of constitutional governance, democratic accountability, and the role of Parliament in scrutinizing international obligations before they become binding on the state. The hearing is expected to begin at 9 hours at the Constitutional Court sitting at the Supreme Court building in Lusaka. This is contained in a joint press release made available by LCK Freedom Foundation and Chapter One Foundation. Within a separate development this morning, DCAF, the Geneva Center for Security Sector Governance, has highlighted the important role of the media and their potential to shape public confidence during general elections, a key democratic event for the country. DCFA Head of Country Office in Zambia, Neil Abbott, emphasizes that investigative journalism is not about criticism, but about uncovering facts, verifying information, exposing wrongdoing where it exists, and showcasing examples of professionalism and good practice. He notes that this responsibility of the media presents an opportunity to enhance transparency, promote accountability, and contribute positively to peaceful elections. Speaking at a three-day media training on election reporting and managing police relations, Mr. Abbott stated that effective reporting strengthens public trust, promotes transparency, and supports institutions in fulfilling their mandates more effectively.
Consider how journalists can accurately report on incidents involving use of force, allegations of misconduct, and election-related violence. We will focus on practical investigative skills. These include evidence gathering, sources of verification, interviewing witnesses and officials, digital verification, techniques, journalist safety, and ethical decision making in politically sensitive environments. In an area where misinformation can spread rapidly across social media platforms, the ability to distinguish facts from rumour has never been more important. This training is not intended to tell journalists what to report, which is really important, but rather to seek to provide the tools, the knowledge, and the professional techniques that will help participants report more effectively, more safely, and with greater confidence. Strong journalism and effective policing are not competing objectives. They are complementary pillars of democratic accountability.
The United Party for National Development, UPND, district leadership in Kabwe condemned election violence, urging political parties and their supporters to embrace peaceful and issue-based campaigns. More in this report.
The United Party for National Development, UPND, in Kabwe district has strongly condemned the violence that has been reported in the district. Speaking during a press briefing, Acting Kabwe District Chairman Ahmed Luwenga revealed that the UPND is not a violent partner. It condemns all forms of violence.
Politics is not about killing each other. It's not about hacking each other. It's a competition of ideas. It's a competition of policies that we are propagating as political party in the name of manifesto. And therefore, it is our expectation that when people are campaigning, the only tool or weapon that they need to use to win the voters is only the ideology that they are propagating, the manifesto of the things they are going to do for the Zambian people. We are very disappointed and we are disheartened at what happened in Katondo, the injuries.
Mr. Luwenga indicated that working together with the police, the party has confirmed, and that police are currently investigating and dealing with the matter. He further urged that those involved in political violence, including members of the party, that the party will deal firmly with them and that they are on their own.
I can confirm around 22 hours, the police commissioner was there also with us to ensure that that issue was put under control, that the situation does not escalate. However, as a party, we wish to express our disappointment and displeasure to some of our colleagues also. It is unfortunate that our leaders who aspire to serve in public office can be in the forefront instigating instability, inciting citizens to rise against each other. From our end and from our candidates, we have resolved with them that none of our candidates will incite, none of our candidates will invite, none of our candidates will empower or motivate our youths to cause chaos amongst their fellow citizens. Kabwe is a violent free district.
And former Kabwe Central Member of Parliament, Chrysostom Haruindipiri, who is also a Kabwe Central constituency aspiring candidate under the UPND, has called for citizens to desist from acts of violence, indicating that women should be allowed to participate in the political environment without fear of intimidation.
Now, as a candidate, a woman candidate, I'm very saddened because the president and the Republic of Zambia have increased women participation. And women participation will only increase if we have got a free and elections, and if there is no incidence of violence in our communities. Women, we cannot afford to be thrown stones. We cannot afford to fight anyone. We can only thrive in a free and fair.
For Power FM News in Kabwe, I am Herman Machacham.
A TransUnion analysis report has revealed that suspected digital fraud in Zambia has fallen below the global rate in 2025, as consumers report third-party seller scams cause most losses. The analysis shows that 1.1% of transactions